Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, are you in your 50s? I'm worried that you may have missed your chance of a career move because of your age. My next guest thinks the opposite is actually true. Your experience, well packaged, can see your career extended by years. Sarah Bird is the author of Nail Your Narrative, and you're very welcome to the show. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning to you, Bobby.
Now, the middle-aged employee, what's the traditional view of said person? First of all, what sort of age group are we talking about here?
Well, you know, midlife can be quite a number of years, actually. And I'm sort of talking late 40s through to 60s, because obviously the dynamics of pension age and so on is changing all the time. And there are all sorts of other elements that are coming into making people want to work longer, you know, whether living and so on. The fact is that, you know, the World Health Organization has said that half the world has ageist attitudes. And I am seeing this in the work that I'm doing, that people are coming across age difficulties.
Okay. Isn't it true to say that maybe somebody of a certain age might decide, you know, I've reached my level and I'm going to ride it out for the next 20 years? That's a problem as well, isn't it? That employees reach a certain level, maybe within an organization, and decide they're not going to leave.
Well, everybody's different, Bobby, for sure. There's bound to be some people who feel that way. But I am working with job seekers now. A lot of them are largely in that 50s plus age group, and they want to work. They're experienced. They know what they're doing. They want to contribute. And as I say, there are also sometimes financial issues where people really need to continue to work.
I know this may not sound PC, but isn't one of the major factors here the cost of the said employee? That the older demographic tends to cost more, and there's always somebody younger with more energy possibly available to do the job. And that's the primary sort of diktat here.
Well, I think you have to balance it from an employer's perspective. There are lots of elements that an older worker could bring. And one of the things that I'm suggesting in the book is about this idea of silver interns, where, you know, you start with interns very often at the 18 age group or around that. But why not have them later in life as well, where people could do kind of maybe part-time or flexible working, and they can bring those skills. And there are so many benefits to those skills.
Yeah, I actually agree totally with you that the value and the experience and the service ethic that older folk may have, like there's a massive value in that organisations sometimes miss.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, there was another study, which was the hotel chain Hilton, and they showed that actually the Gen Z people, the younger people, really felt that they could learn from older colleagues. In fact, three quarters of them said that they felt they could learn. And they could learn in all sorts of ways, like leadership, problem solving, communications. So I think that the fact is that younger people recognised as well that older people can bring something to the table.
Are the Irish and maybe even the UK, do we have a kind of a different attitude to this? That if you go to the States, you're quite likely to be served in a retail shop by somebody in their 70s, which it would be an unusual occurrence, certainly in the Irish marketplace.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And why not? You know, as I say, I think that for older people, it's not their first rodeo. They can cope with situations that perhaps a younger person couldn't cope with, that they've developed empathy and skills in dealing with people. We've still got a lot to contribute to the marketplace. And one of the ways that I'm suggesting that we can do this is by looking more closely at the story that we're telling ourselves and then telling other people.
Do older folk need to maybe, like one of the issues maybe is, I suppose, how much somebody is prepared to work for her. Sometimes do the older cohort, and I mean this in the kindest possible way, but do they overvalue their self-worth? Do they overprice themselves in terms of, because they you know, they've been in a business for a number of years, they've been on a scaled salary, and they don't maybe see how they can work for less than they're currently on. Is there some work to be done in that area?
Well, obviously, when you reach a certain age, you've been used to earning a certain amount. But as I mentioned, I'm running this course with job seekers locally. And what I have found from that is that they are prepared to be flexible. They understand that they may have come from a 30 or 40 year career somewhere, and that it's not going to be the same when they go to get a job later in life. But what they do want to do is to contribute. And that is a very powerful motivation and actually very beneficial, because it means that the employer has someone who is flexible and willing, but at the same time brings all these skills to the table. So
the fact that we're living longer and we're, I suppose, healthier as well into, you know, a much greater age, that means that this is going to become an even more of an issue as time moves on in this regard. No?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, the fact is that there are going to probably be about certainly in the UK, about half the workforce who are in that sort of plus 50 age group. And as I say, it's certainly something that I am seeing with the people coming through the job centre situation into the course that I'm doing. But it doesn't mean that you're stuck in that situation. You can evaluate what you've done and bring out the points. And of course, we've got AI coming into this as well, Bobby. That's what we have to remember, is that AI is changing the nature of jobs. So in many ways, we need to be more human, and we need to bring out more human skills in order to be appropriate for the workforce.
And somebody with a number of years' experience, i.e. the older cohort of worker, is more likely to have that empathy and those soft skills that are going to be more relevant around AI.
Yes, and I think also that the younger generation recognise that these skills can help. I think that we all need to keep refreshing how we look at what we're offering to the world and what we want to bring. And this sort of storytelling idea that we relook at how we've developed our career in the past and how we want to go forward can really help to help. And also from an employer's perspective, they've got a fresh idea of who they could bring in to the workforce and what they can do.
Your book is titled Nail Your Narrative. Is that around how we tell our own stories? Is that the hook here?
So I have had a look at something called narrative practice, which is a technique that is being used in a counselling and therapeutic situation, telling stories to recover from trauma. Because I feel that there's this sort of blending of our personal and professional lives now that we've sort of come together in many of them. I mean, we've got a smartphone that has everything on it, what we're doing personally and professionally. So why not use some of these techniques that may have been used in a personal context and bring them in to the professional context and take a look at how they can help you with your career mapping and your job search?
And can you give me some examples of that?
Yeah, so there's something called the DOT exercise, which is when you go into talk to someone about a trauma or a challenge that you have in your life. You see a page with a series of dots, and each dot will represent experience that you've had. And you join these dots. You know, you tell the story, well, this happened to me at this age, and then I went to school and everyone bullied me, and then I did this. And you join the dots in a certain way. But there are so many other dots outside of that line of dots of experience that you're talking about. And what this therapy does is get you to look at those other dots and say, well, you know, what happened here and how did that influence you? And isn't that a positive thing? And kind of rewrite the story. And so what I'm saying is, let's do that with our careers as well. Let's look at those dots of experience. Look at the one that we're joining at the moment, saying, well, this is this, and I've never been any good at that, and all those things that we acquire over time. And look outside of that at the other things that have influenced, and maybe bring that even into your CV that shows you are this very rounded person who has these different sets of skills and talents and can actually tell the story a slightly different way.
All right. Well, I'll be 65 this year. Hopefully there's some hope for me on the employment market. Nail Your Narrative is the book. Sarah Bird is the author. Thanks for joining us this morning, Sarah.
Thank you so much. A great pleasure. Thank you.
Cheers.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.